First Serve is coming up in less than a half an hour on the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network and on Fox Sports Aberdeen 1420 and 98.5. And this evening, we've got our next installment of Pack Chat featuring a conversation with one of your favorite NSU student-athletes. And today we bring in the senior from Maple Grove, Minnesota, Kara Sear, to the program. Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So, how often do you get Kara? You hear that a lot?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yep, it's pretty common, but everyone makes a mistake, so it's really okay.
Wanted to make sure I got that pronounced correctly. My first year as the voice of the Wolves, I was running all over the names. I was like, is that Kara or Kara? And I was like, I'm gonna go with Kara, I think.
Yep.
Glad I got that right. So good stuff. Successful 2-0 weekend this last weekend. Feels like the program kind of back on track after the previous weekend against Mankato and St. Cloud. How much did you guys really need that last weekend on the road?
Yeah, we really needed it. Not just the wins, but just to get our footing back before we play some good competition this weekend. Really good to get back into a rhythm.
Yeah, no doubt. Duluth and, of course, Bemidji Friday and Saturday. 10 kills for you against Crookston on Friday. Were you kind of in the zone that day? Did you have your Wheaties that morning, or what worked out well for you?
It was just really working for us. Our offense was spread out pretty good, and we were able to open up a lot of things from the block, and Ava did a great job of really spreading the offense.
What do you think of her so far as a freshman filling in? Not filling in, but, you know, taking the role of Kerry Walker from last year.
Yeah, it's really hard to come in as a freshman with such a prominent role. Like, everyone's kind of relying on you.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing a great job.
Yeah, I think so, too. No doubt. So you hit over 410 as a middle in high school. Pretty impressive. Is that kind of what put you on the radar of NSU, do you think, or what?
I'm not sure. I had a great team in high school. I got to play with a lot of upperclassmen who went on to some great programs throughout all divisions, 2, 3, 1.
Mm-hmm.
They really helped me learn a lot about the game.
You still keep in touch with some of those gals, too?
A few of them. We're kind of spread out throughout the country right now, but I'm hoping once we all graduate, we all kind of go gravitate more towards Minnesota, we'll catch up again.
Yeah, for sure. There you go. Why did you choose Northern State? I'm sure there were other schools that were maybe on your radar or people that were reaching out to you. Why did you ultimately choose the Wolves?
I loved the program. I was able to catch a few games when they played in the cities at CSP.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was amazing. They beat CSP in 3. Really, like, solidified, like, this is the kind of program that I want to go into. But more even then, when I visited campus, just the community, getting to meet some of the professors, everything was, the culture was great. Everyone was like committed to not just the school, but like you as an individual.
Very cool. Nice. So at Maple Grove Senior High School, it's Leafy the Crimson Leaf as the mascot. I gotta tell you, I think that's the coolest mascot ever, right?
Yeah. Leafy is a ton of fun. It's usually a senior every year who gets to be Leafy, but
okay,
they just have an unbelievable amount of team spirit and show up to all the games and really lead our fan sections.
So at like a football game or basketball game or volleyball match, they've got the mascot there that's just a leaf. Is that how that works?
Yeah, a leaf. You put your arms in like the two ends of the maple leaf and your head's just sticking out in the middle.
Love it. Awesome. Leafy is the cool, that's the coolest, the crimson leaf. So like crimson, that's kind of like sort of reddish, sort of, right?
Yeah, like a maroon almost.
Yeah. Okay, got it. So Coach Aldridge, of course, he's won a lot of games at Northern. How do you like playing for him?
I love playing for him. He is really competitive and he really pushes us every day in practice to do better. And I know he loves playing Duluth. It's his favorite team to play against. And mm-hmm. Throughout my years here, I just seen him get competitive, especially when we play a team like Duluth. It really kind of pushes everyone else on the team to be competitive and do better.
What about Duluth, you think, fires him up?
I don't know. When I've been here, it's been pretty back and forth. I feel like we've always gone at least 4 sets, usually 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's always just a good match.
All right, looking forward to that here on Friday. Number 20, lucky number, random number. How'd
random
that come across?
Number.
Yeah, random, okay.
Yep, high school I was 23, so it just kind of felt right to stick around there.
Yeah, little MJ there. How have you grown as a player and a person in your time at Northern State?
Oh, I've learned a lot. You know, when you come into a college program, coaches are going to ask you to change so many things from what you learned in high school or even club sports. Making those changes is really helped me grow as a player, just understanding a little bit more about the game and seeing the different perspectives.
Mm-hmm. How about as a person? You're the same person today as you were when you came in at, what, 17 or 18?
Definitely not. I feel like I've let my competitive side show a little bit more. I feel like I get a little more fired up than I did in high school, and maybe that's because I have great teammates who like to get fired up too.
Sure.
With everybody, especially Victoria Persia, Riley Batta. Them on the front of the bench there, they like to get loud.
Yeah, I know. I think it was the Mankato match where obviously Victoria's hurt, she can't play, but there were a couple times I could just hear off of my left ear. I was like, man, Vic's getting into it. She's getting pretty fired up right now. So gotta have that sort of mindset to be a good team at the D2 level, no question, and have that kind of leadership, especially for if you can't play, you gotta bring something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Post-grad plans, do you have anything up your sleeve, or are you just kind of taking it one day at a time?
Well, I'd like to stick around a little bit and get my master's.
Okay.
But after I graduate, I'd like to go back to Minnesota, be closer to family again.
Yeah, makes sense. What's the best part and the worst part about being a collegiate athlete?
Ooh, the best part. I love the competition. It's great to be able to be pushed every day,
mm-hmm.
even when you're not in a game or a match. The worst part?
Ice baths.
It's hard to say. I have lived, breathed volleyball since I was 12, so it just feels right.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. Favorite floor memory at NSU, on the floor memory. Do you have any favorite particular maybe matches or games or a particular play or something like that at Northern that you really mm-hmm. remember quite well and you're like, man, that's the peak right there?
Favorite match from last year has to be when we beat SMSU
mm-hmm.
at their home. It was like the third time that we had played them last year and we finally got it right. But it was the first time we'd beat them at their home and quite a few years.
Was that in the NSIC tournament or one of the last matches of the season or something like that?
Yeah, it was the first round of conference play.
That's right. Okay. That's all the volleyball questions I got for you. What did you want to be when you were a little girl growing up there in the Twin Cities area? Because that's where Maple Grove is. It's within the region of the Twin Cities, right? So
yep.
When you were a little girl growing up, what'd you want to be?
Oh, when I was little, I would always watch volleyball growing up. So definitely being a college volleyball player was on that list. And maybe even being a professional volleyball player. I loved it when I was little and just wanted to keep doing it.
And here you are in your 20s doing it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. There you go. Exploratory studies is your major. What is that?
When you come in as a freshman or maybe you're a sophomore and you're not really decided on something yet,
uh-huh.
You're kind of just taking a bunch of different classes to figure out what you want to do.
Sure.
But I have since declared my major.
Okay.
And I'm going to be majoring in accounting.
Accounting. So a lot of numbers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Someone's got to do it. Glad it's not me. So here we are. We're in autumn. I love this time of the season. We're talking about that before we started on here. Are you a big fan of pumpkin spice or not so much at all?
Not a huge fan, but I'm not a big coffee drinker.
Okay.
So, but I do love the season.
Yeah, best season for sure. Are you a big fan of scary movies?
No, not really. My brother is, though, and he tries to get me to watch them all the time.
What is he trying to get you to watch? Like Exorcist, Conjuring, stuff like that?
Oh, Chucky was the latest.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, thanks. That's going to be a pass
for
me.
Not for me.
No, me neither. I'm not a fan of scary movies. Favorite Halloween candy?
Probably Milky Way.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Yep.
Least favorite?
Almond Joy.
Just like,
eh,
not your thing. It's interesting because...
Really coconutty.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I had Cooper Logan on Pack Chat for the football team.
Mm-hmm.
He said his go-to was candy corn. I was like, wow, that's a take. That's interesting.
Maybe when I was little,
yeah.
But not so much anymore.
Right. What's your favorite Halloween costume when you were a little girl growing up? What's the one thing you're like, oh man, that was my favorite Halloween costume growing up?
One year I was Lady from the Day of the Dead.
Okay.
It's like a
Spanish holiday. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and this was before the movie Coco.
Sure.
Kind of along those lines.
What's that, Dia de los Muertos or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's November 1st, right? November
2nd? It's right around Halloween.
Yeah, like right after Halloween, I think. Yeah, okay, makes sense. Longest snap streak that you've got going on right now, do you have one?
Ooh, right now? It's probably like 150, somewhere around there.
Feels like those are rookie numbers.
I had a really long one that I broke. It was like 300. I was like, oh, darn it.
Yeah, I remember those days back in the day. On a scale of 1 to 10, How much of a weirdo are you? 10 being you're off the wall, kind of nuts. 1 being, I'm a pretty normal person.
6? I grew up with 2 younger brothers, so okay. I feel like I've got some of their energy.
For sure. Okay. What show are you currently binge watching right now?
Oh, I just finished The Summer I Turned Pretty.
What'd you think?
The team was watching it together. It was lots of fun.
Yeah. Were you team Conrad or team Jeremiah?
Conrad.
Same. Gotta be, right?
Yeah. But right now I'm watching We Were Liars.
Okay. What's that about?
It's a good question. I've just started it.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. The wife and I were watching Love is Blind now.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Yeah. That's interesting. But yeah, gotta go team Conrad. I mean, Jeremiah literally cheated on her. Then he has the gall to just propose randomly.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that guy. Not a fan of that guy at all. I don't know if I should admit that on the air, but that's the truth. I did watch the show with my wife, so that's my excuse. What's something about Kara Sear that most people wouldn't know about you? You know, like 6 toes or something?
No, I don't. I'm allergic to cantaloupe.
Hmm. I would not have known that about you.
My favorite food, and I'm allergic to it.
You're allergic to your favorite food?
I know.
How did you know that it was your favorite food, and what happens when you eat it?
I got an allergy test when I was really young, but if I just eat a lot of it, my mouth just gets really itchy.
Oh, man, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Speaking of itchy, that's kind of a segue. Why is a tennis ball fuzzy?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer to that. Any idea? Nothing?
No clue.
Okay. Describe your perfect first date.
I'm a really big fan of just quality time, so nothing too extravagant.
Go for like a walk or something?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could compare yourself to an animal, what would it be and why?
Maybe like a fox. You know, they're kind of quiet, but they're always around.
Mm-hmm. Kind of lurking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Remember in high school, there was like the senior prank?
Yep.
Do you remember what your senior prank was back in the day?
There was a few. The one that lasted the longest, there was a few seniors who filled like old toilets or like washing machines and stuff with cement.
Oh no.
And just all around like the school parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little property damage never hurt anybody, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one of them. What else you got? I don't even think we had a senior prank when I was a senior. We were very lame class.
They tried to shut them down a lot, so it was hard to get one going like in school grounds. But
like forking the front lawn or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. Does pineapple belong on a pizza?
I'm not a fan.
Nor am I.
No.
Just did 322 Kitchen and Cocktails here this last week. They've got a chicken and broccoli pizza.
Mm.
Typically wouldn't think broccoli on a pizza, but it's actually really solid.
Chicken's good, though.
Yeah.
Have you had a chicken Alfredo pizza?
Yeah.
That one's really good.
Very solid. One time when I was still dating my wife, we had like a blue cheese-based pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I love blue cheese. My wife doesn't like it at all.
Yeah.
And she had one slice. She's like, oh, okay, that's good enough for me. I'm like, why didn't you tell me you didn't like blue cheese? I don't know. It's one of those things. I guess she like didn't want to like disappoint me or something.
Mm-hmm.
I probably eat too much of it and didn't sit well with my stomach, but it's a whole other story. What was your most favorite class in high school growing up?
In high school, we had a lot of different like art classes that you could take. Because we were a larger school, we had like ceramics, painting, drawing, that kind of stuff. So
sure.
Drawing was probably the favorite class that I took my senior year.
Gotcha. Anything cool that you drew?
We had one project. We were supposed to take like a famous painting and change it somehow, modernize it.
Uh-huh.
I had one of like a mountainscape and I just added painter on the mountain. He was painting like a cityscape instead of the mountains.
Okay. Interesting. Kind of unique. There you go. Do you consider yourself a lucky person? Why or why not?
I'd say I'm lucky in the sense that like I have a great support system from my family and friends and just the community around me, but unlucky in the ways that like, oh, lose my keys every now and then, or your sleeve gets stuck on like the door handle. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that drives me nuts is the lanyard that always gets caught on my middle console all the time.
Yeah.
So, but if that's the unluckiest thing in your life, I think you're doing
it's
okay.
It's not too bad.
Absolutely. Would you ever go on a hot air balloon ride?
Oh, no.
Not a fan of heights?
Heights aren't too bad for me, but
you're just in a tiny little basket.
Just floating in the air with a balloon. Yeah. I don't know about that.
That's going to be a pass for yours truly as well. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No. No, it's just a hot dog.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to categorize it.
That'd be the exact same thing I would say. A hot dog is a hot dog and a sandwich is a sandwich. Yep. I can't articulate it better than that, although I probably should be able to. I can't.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm going to go with as well. Who was the last person you sent a text message to?
It's probably my grandma. Yep, she sent me a birthday gift.
Oh.
The other day.
Okay. Yeah, because your birthday was, what, last week or a couple days ago?
Yeah, and my family all lives up in the Crookston area, so they all came and saw the game. And
sure.
I just got a bunch of goodie bags.
Yeah.
Finally got a chance to open them up the other day.
Yeah, pretty good birthday present. 10 kills. Good stuff. Pick up a win. See the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. 21, 22 for you?
Oh, I'm 22.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Absolutely. If you could get rid of any state, which would it be and why?
Rhode Island? Can it just merge with another state?
Yeah, pretty small area over there, right?
Really small.
Okay. Any hidden talents? Anything you got up your sleeve? Like, we know that you can draw now. We know you can play volleyball at a high level.
I wouldn't say I could draw, but...
Okay.
I completed the assignment.
Sure.
A lot of people might not know that I used to swim for a really long time, too.
Okay. Yeah. What's the breaststroke, butterfly?
Breaststroke, mostly.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So your arms had to be in tip-top shape.
Yeah, it really helped me just, like, strengthen my arms and my shoulders.
Yeah, your core, everything.
Yeah, it really helped me now that I'm older. Like, I'm glad I was able to work on those muscle groups when I was younger. So now I'm less likely to get injured there.
Wow, good for you. That's amazing. If you were a t-shirt, what color would it be? And what would it say on there?
Orange, probably.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know what it would say. That's hard. I can't even think of any sayings right now.
We're going to go with orange.
We're going to go with orange.
That's the go-to color?
Yep.
Okay, nice. Next up, I got a segment called This or That. Big party or a small gathering?
Small gathering.
Puppies or kittens?
Puppies.
Good for you. Talking or listening?
Listening.
Netflix or Hulu?
That's tough. I don't have either.
Okay. Are you a big Amazon person or?
I have Amazon.
Big Tubi fan?
I don't have Tubi.
I love Tubi. Tubi's the best. Got all these really bad movies on there. They're all free. Sign me up. Hey, if it's free, it's for me. It's my uncle. What my Uncle Dave always used to say. French fries or tacos?
Ooh, tacos.
What's on your taco? What are you dolling it up with?
Cheese, lettuce, corn, avocado.
Mm, avocado. Sneaky good. Is it called pop or soda?
Pop.
Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram.
Makeup or no makeup?
No makeup.
Phone call or text message?
Phone call.
Pirates or ninjas?
Pirates.
Cops or robbers?
Robbers.
Dressing up or dressing down?
Dressing down.
Jimmy John's or Subway?
Jimmy John's?
Question mark?
We eat a lot of sandwiches on the road.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to pick one.
See, this is probably a hot take, but I'm going to go Subway because they can toast the sandwich, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Got to have my sandwich toasted. Most people say Jimmy John's, though. Couch or a recliner?
Couch.
You're at the movies. You go in candy or popcorn?
Popcorn.
Same. Mac or PC?
Mac.
Okay. Quiet or loud?
Quiet.
Clean or a dirty apartment?
Clean.
Are you kind of a neat freak?
Not a neat freak, but...
I like to be clean.
As long as it's tidy.
Yeah, I like to be cleanly, for sure. Are you a saver or a spender?
Saver.
That's good. Tall or short?
Tall.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Ooh, chocolate.
Being nice or being honest?
Nice, being nice. Though sometimes you really want to be honest.
Yeah, why don't you just be honest? You don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Sometimes it's better not to hurt their feelings, but...
Okay, all right.
There's a time and a place.
Time and a place. That's a good answer. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
Dine in or take out?
Take out.
Yeah, I like taking out too. Bunch of would you rathers here. You can elaborate on any of these if you choose to do so. Would you rather live without the internet forever or live without air conditioning in the summertime?
The internet. I like to be cool.
Yeah, 100% right there with you. Would you rather your shirts be two sizes too big or one size too small?
Too big.
I'm right there with you. Same thing. Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do or get away with something horrible you did, but always live in fear of being caught?
go away for what I didn't do.
Really?
The stress would eat me alive.
Yeah. 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 That's fair. That's a good answer. Would you rather take a cold shower every day or sleep 3 hours less every night and not feel rested?
Cold shower.
You ever taken a cold shower before?
Yeah. Sometimes they're awesome.
Really?
Yeah. After a hot, sweaty practice, cold shower just feels great.
Yeah. I got to tell you, my hot water heater busted over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
For a week, we didn't have any hot water. That was tough. It was tough.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I'd probably go with that as well, because I got to have my sleep. I know this is Bradio after all. Got to have my beauty rest.
Yeah. You could take a quick cold shower in like under 10 minutes.
Yeah. Probably under 2 minutes for me. Would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or die in 50 years with a whole lot of regrets in your life?
20 years.
Go with the 20? Would you rather find true love or a suitcase with $5 million inside?
True love.
Most ladies say the true love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather be transported permanently 500 years into the future or permanently 500 years into the past?
Future.
What do you think that looks like?
I don't know. When you think about people who were like in the 1900s, like cars are first being made and like, yes, we're going to have flying cars by
now
2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not there. So who knows?
I know. Would you rather kiss a skunk or step on a porcupine?
Kiss a skunk?
None of those are either good choices.
Yeah. The skunk might not spray you.
It's true.
Maybe he likes you back.
Have you ever been skunked before?
I haven't, but we've had... my grandpa's farm dog has, so.
Gotta get the tomato juice and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun. I got skunked once when I was in college. Coming home from college. That was less than ideal. Finally, would you rather know everything or be amazing at any activity you tried?
Know everything, yeah. I like the process of doing something and getting better at it.
Okay, there you go. Finally, word association here. I'll toss a word or a phrase. And whatever comes to your mind, just come right out and say it. Just a little quick word association, okay? Volleyball.
Competitive.
South Dakota.
Windy.
Good word. Minnesota.
Cold.
Northern State University.
Community.
Cardio.
Out of breath.
Me too. Wi-Fi.
Fast.
Minnesota Vikings.
Purple.
Are you a Vikings fan or?
I am.
Okay.
They have to be.
Yeah, who do they
by
have?
By association.
Sure. Who do they have this week? Oh, they got a bye week, I think.
Know.
Bye week, because they were just across the pond for the last 2 weeks.
They were.
So I think they got a bye week this week. Okay. Selfie.
Face.
Spaghetti.
Noodles.
Gatorade.
Blue.
Is that the go-to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Artificial intelligence.
Professors.
Okay. Math.
Brain.
College.
Study.
High school.
Fun.
Shout out to Leafy. Well, how about Leafy? I'll throw that one out there. How about Leafy?
Leah.
Friend of yours from high school?
She was the Leafy my senior year.
Okay, gotcha. So it's always one person that year for that school year? Is that how that works?
Usually.
Okay, got it. Honesty.
Best policy.
There you go. Halloween.
Mask.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Nose job.
Nice. Favorite restaurant.
Buca.
Okay, nice. That's a good one. Buca di Beppo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice. Good callback. Social media.
Boring.
What do you usually get at Buca? What's your go-to? Big lasagna fan or rigatoni? What do
you get? I'm not a fan of the red sauce.
Okay.
So I think the last time I got an Alfredo.
Okay. Yeah, that's solid. Can't go wrong with that. Dancing.
Disco.
Facebook.
Parents.
Brilliant.
Smart.
You know, that's so true, because my mom is always sending me Facebook stuff. I swear. Like, every day I got, like, 3 or 4 new messages or something.
No, mom does, too. And I'm like, yeah. No, I don't have Facebook. I can't open it.
Neither do I. That's just it. I keep telling her. I can't see this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Moms. Gotta love them. Fast food.
Greasy.
Yeah. What's your go-to fast food order? I gotta tell you, I love the $1 filet of fish in the Lent. I'm Catholic, so Lent, mm-hmm. You know, they got the $1 filet of fish.
Mm-hmm.
McChickens are always good.
My go-to place is probably Culver's. Is Qdoba fast food?
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of?
Yeah.
I'd go Qdoba if we're considering it.
Yeah, for sure. That's good. Good answer. Final exam week.
Brain fried.
Yeah. Starbucks.
Coffee.
Abby Brooks.
Powerhouse.
Linnea Nesheim.
Dynamic.
Natalia Szybinska.
Polish.
Yes, she is. Absolutely.
That's the first thought. No, yeah. But she's, I'd probably say, strong.
Yeah. I'm also Polish, the more you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not full on like Natalia, but, you know, like 25%.
Yeah.
There you go. Ava Nilsson.
I work.
Riley Batta.
Fun.
Victoria Persia.
Loud.
Morrison Samuels.
Reliable.
Caitlin Schrader.
Energy.
Grace Marty.
Wise.
Head coach Brent Aldridge.
Oh, I'd say wise too, but in a different way.
Like, say more.
He just sees it at a different level.
Okay. So, just kind of like, I was going to say, he's got just a way about him. Kind of like an... Like
yeah.
Hard to describe.
He's been doing it so long, he knows what's happening next, kind of a thing.
He's like one step ahead.
Yep.
Your family.
Caring.
Finally, Kara Sear.
Competitive.
Final thoughts? Shout-outs to family, friends, to kind of wrap things up?
This was fun. Never done something like this before, so thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Absolutely. No love to anybody? No parents or brothers or sisters? Nothing like that?
I can shout-out the family.
Yeah.
They're always there for me, so thank you guys.
There you go. That's the senior from Maple Grove, Minnesota, Kara Sear. Not Kara, but Kara, on our latest installment of PackJet. Thanks again for doing this. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you.